In this podcast, I'll discuss how you prepare yourself for your abdominal plastic surgery. Every abdominal plastic is different, with some having a quicker recovery versus a longer recovery. But by preparing yourself for it, you'll probably have a more smooth recovery period. Now, this is quite a long podcast, so you can always put it on your favorite and play it again, especially if you're having abdominoplasty surgery. So I'm going to start 1 to 2 months before surgery and then go through what you need to do right up to the surgery and then what happens after surgery. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MED00118627-4. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy, and this range from abdominoplasty, which is a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy, which is body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, arm lift, thighplasty, which is inner thigh lift. I will also discuss breast surgery in the context of post-weight loss and post-pregnancy changes. So in this podcast, as I said before, we're going to go through a few tips to improve your recovery for an abdominoplasty. Just to summarize the recovery time for an abdominoplasty, so we're talking about mainly about the full abdominoplasty. So 3 to 4 week recovery usually, driving 2 to 3 weeks, final result 12 months. Preparing yourself in advance will allow you to enjoy a smoother recovery. Some patients have family supports to rely on while others don't. For patients recovering at home, here are some tips that you can go through to make it more comfortable for you. So, 1 to 2 months before surgery. So make sure that you take your pathology results and we give you a form to take and usually just has the standard bloods, full blood count, UCs, screen for hepatitis B, C and HIV, which we do for all our patients. Remember to request time off work and I'll summarize how much you need to take time off for. Again, everyone's different and each operation is a little bit different, so there will be some variation to this. Now, if you're having a mini abdominoplasty, then you can expect to get back to work within a week or two. If you're having a full abdominoplasty, again, desk type job. If you're having a physical task, then probably add another 2 weeks on top of these times. Full abdominoplasty, 2 to 3 weeks. Extended, 3 to 4 weeks. And a belt lapectomy, probably 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. Make sure you quit smoking. Now, I know it's very, very difficult for some to do this. However, it has a massive impact on your recovery time, complications, wound-related issues, healing, wound breakdowns. It is really a massive problem when you're having surgery and you're smoking. And also, not just the surgery results themselves, but the anesthetic, the breathing part of the operation is really, really important that you stop smoking. Now, as I know, it's very difficult to do this. You can try patches, nicotine gum, cold turkey. There's, the best thing to do is probably see your GP who can guide you through these things. Stop and adjust medications. Now, this won't apply for everyone. And again, we will discuss this in a consultation, but things like aspirin, warfarin, blood thinners, diabetic medication, all that stuff will have to be considered before your operation. Generally, if you're on a lot of medications and I tend to get an anesthetic consult and we tend to get further consults before the surgery. But again, this is really important and also why you don't rush into surgery, because you need that time to prepare beforehand. Now, 2 to 3 weeks before surgery. So that's when you should arrange some assistance, you know, get friends, family helping out, make sure that they know what's happening. Now I know that some people don't want anyone to know what they're having or what they're, you know, what they're going to, what sort of surgery. It's going to be difficult for you to be completely on your own. So it's usually better if you have at least one friend that helps you through the initial 1 or 2 weeks of the surgery bit. You will need someone to pick you up. You know, that's probably the one of the biggest thing if you are, because you won't be able to drive. So that's very important. If you are have a fire at home and you it's winter time, then make sure you buy the kindling, that stock up on wood, have matches or lighters, all that ready to go, because obviously you're not going to be carrying all that back home at the time of surgery. Now, shop for the essentials beforehand so that you have everything ready beforehand and you don't have to go to the shop. If you do online shopping, make sure that you do it before the surgery so you can unpack and put it away and have it ready to go. Now, plan for your downtime. You will have plenty of downtime during your recovery. During the first few weeks to days to weeks of recovery, you're not going to be able to do much except for resting, especially when you're healing. So make sure you have books prepared, make sure you have something to do, movies, maybe catch up on stuff that you haven't done for a long time, low impact hobbies, maybe knitting, you know, that sort of thing. That's all things that you can do in the first 2 weeks of after surgery. Now, you're not going to be bed bound. That, you know, I do encourage everyone to be up and about and mobile and after the surgery. The more you move around, the quicker you recover. However, you're still going to have quite a bit of rest time as well. Now, 1 week before surgery, a week or so before surgery, I recommend that you do your grocery shopping, and also make sure that you stock up on healthy snacks, mixed nuts, whole grain snack bars, natural dried fruit, carrots, hummus, something like that. You make sure that you stock up on things that you don't have to cook afterward. Prepare and freeze maybe enough meals for the first week or two, and maybe get, you know, microwave meals and things like that. Just something that you don't have to do a lot of preparation for. You can just grab from the fridge, put it in the microwave, and that's it. Pets. Obviously, everyone has, you know, a lot of people have pets, dogs, cats, etc. I would say if you don't have family and if you don't have anyone to help you out with the pets, it may be, reasonable to consider a kennel or something for the first week or so after the surgery, so you don't have to worry about the pets. And also, pets do not always do what they're told. They can scratch you, they can, you know, this hygiene issue. So really, it would be best if you do have a pet sitter or a neighbor or someone like that dealing with it. If you have family, then obviously you can have your pet at home and they can deal with the pet. You may get a dog walker to come in and walk your dog, but it's really something to consider before your surgery. Now, your bedroom. Obviously, you want to have that all ready for your recovery. Now, the thing with abdominoplasty is that you want to put strain off your wound. So usually, you don't have to sit up in a chair. You don't have to have any special bed. You don't have to have all this. All you need to do is make sure you bend your knees. Usually, it's sitting on, lying on your back is the main thing for the first few weeks. A couple of pillows under your knees to put them up, to put strain off the wound, and that's all you need from that point of view. You might want to make sure that you have your chargers, your laptop, your magazines, your books, TV remote, laptop, all that stuff ready to go beforehand. You may want to get a stool or something that you can sit on, but again, a couple of pillows under the knee, a couple of pillows under your head and back is all you probably need to do afterwards. Now, living room, again, same thing as the bedroom. You need to get it all set up. You want to probably have something that's comfortable to getting in and out of. Again, nothing special. If you're sitting on a sofa, that's all. That's putting strain off your abdomen. But you may want to have something to grab onto, may want to have your remotes and all that ready to go. Your medications usually we prescribe before in the hospital, and you can pick that up in the hospital pharmacy before you go home. Sometimes you'll have to also consider that if you run out of the medication, you may need to go and get that from the local pharmacy as well. Clothing. Now, clothing usually loose. You will be very swollen after the operation, so you will actually have probably increased a few sizes than from you were before, depending on how much loose skin you have. So, loose clothing and plenty of sort of loose, flowing, bigger tops, that sort of stuff will make it quite easy to change. Also, remember that. There's a very common, you get a few little discharge, few little wound related issues. So you might get staining on the clothes and things like that. So you might want to stock up on quite a few baggy clothes beforehand. Cozy slippers. You know, again, you're not going to be able to bend over and tie your shoes very easily. So you might want to get something that's, flip-flops or some shoes that you can just put your feet in without having to tie up. That sort of easier stuff like that. Now, after surgery, the first week will be the most challenging after surgery, and you'll be physically exhausted. You will be sore, you will have pain, and there will be swelling. So again, that is why it's always good to have everything ready beforehand and also have someone to help you. You'll go home around about the fourth day. You'll also be visiting my office a couple times each week with the nurse and for me, and doing light treatments. So again, you will need someone to drive you back and forth. At the second week, you can probably do that yourself if you're ready to do that. Moving around after your surgery, it can be quite difficult to get out of bed. So and that's something I usually recommend, that you roll yourself over and then you lift yourself up. At home, you won't be able to have anything like the hospital bed has, which is got a handle to pull yourself over. So you need to make sure you can do that at home. Again, easier if you have someone to help you out at home. You'll find that within the first 2 weeks is the worst bit of time. Once you get through the first 2 weeks, usually it's a lot better. Toilet is another thing. You will have a compression garment. It does have some clips in the private part that you can undo and then go to the toilet. You can take the compression garment off to have a shower after the Pico dressing comes off. You can have a sponge bath beforehand. So I hope these little recovery tips help. It's not an easy process the first few weeks, but once you get through it, most of my patients think it's well worth it. Thank you for listening. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online and see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00118627, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result at ease, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.